Okay. Call to order this special meeting of the Lindsay City Council and direct our whip to take roll.
Okay, do the attendance.
Which is Juana. So if you would just.
Did you turn that off?
Just go down the list who, and we'll answer, you know, here for the record.
Mayor Kimball?
Here.
Mayor Pro-Tem Cortez?
Here.
Rosanna Sanchez?
Here.
Councilmember Watson?
Here.
Councilmember Gray?
Here. Okay. Record shows we're all in attendance. Would everyone please stand for Pledge of Allegiance led by Councilmember Watson?
Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, next we have our public comment period. Does anyone wish to address the council under public comment? You have 3 minutes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Eric Sinclair, Sinclair Broadcast Group, Sinclair Media, King Beach, Box 26, Sinclair Oil, Sinclair Dino Gasoline, Maine, California. Every election, it's like we're up here seeing the same thing. Are you okay?
Yes. Thank you.
And I will be saying the same thing as if I was up here in 2012, I said, I've reclaimed water. That's what I want to see. After 2012 election, I went up to Las Vegas to work on a water conditioning company up there. The only one to retire, so that's what I did. I helped them retire. Company is a Fortune 500 company, first water conditioning company in Las Vegas. And it resumed keeping the citizens of Las Vegas going with healthy water. And that's what I want to do. First year in office, I want to bring a city-owned water conditioning company to the city of Lindsay, California, and hopefully the state of California will adopt that city-owned water conditioning company to every other city here in California. And I want to ensure that there's no more for those. I like people working through the furloughs because it shows about who they are and what they're about. But you don't have to work through the furloughs to show the city what you can do. You show me what you could do. I'm gonna raise how much you get paid. I'm gonna work on a lot of raises. I wanna see raises. You work in my city, I want you to get paid like you work in my city. I'm Eric Sinclair. Thank you very much.
Right. Seeing no one else in the audience, we'll close public comment and move to council reports. Starting as usual with Councilmember Flores. Anything to report tonight?
The only thing I know of happening on Saturday is that it's a pop-up event with the Chamber of Commerce. So they're going to have a lot of, like, the cupcake plays, a whole bunch of different, like, trucks that go and do pop-up events. Mm-hmm. They're all going to be gathered from 11 to 2 o'clock. They're at Virginia's.
Oh, okay. In front of the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. That'll be...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just exciting to see the Dollar General store finally taking shape and
Those guys are working, I think, 7 days a week. I saw them there on Sunday. And they are not wasting any time, so it's going to be very cool to see that. But other than that, this time.
All right. Thank you, Brian. I'm just happy to be back. This is kind of weird because I've seen you two new faces. I'm excited. I wish I could have said goodbye to Jack and Brett, but I found out because I get the news on here, like the paper thing, and that's how I found out. I was like, what? Because I don't really get surfaced. But that's how I found out, and I'm just sad that I wasn't able to say goodbye or even say anything to them. So, but other than that, I'm happy to be back, ready to be over.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I go with mine. I just want to recognize that this week is Worldwide Kindness Challenge Week. So I know that at the schools, some of the schools here in Lindsay are participating in it by having different dress-up days, just promoting that positive culture, but most importantly, promoting kindness. Promoting that we be nice to each other, the learners be nice to each other, towards adults and just everybody, and develop that culture of kindness.
Nice is that?
Second, the schools are also are participating in the STEP program, which is a county-funded program. Different schools have different plans, and I know Lincoln is planning a Special Olympics event for learners with special needs or that are handicapped. The event will be held at the City Park on March 7th. The group has been working with Lisa Davis, and it's going to be small to start off, but we don't have anything like that in our community. We've never offered anything like that, so we're hoping that it's something that will be sustainable and will be a yearly event so that kids or learners and youth with special needs can participate in.
Where did you say they were holding it?
City Park.
City Park.
Yeah. Saturday, March 7th. Yesterday, I attended the Wellness Programming Committee at the Wellness Center, and we have our member at large position filled by Stephanie Velasquez, and currently Yvette Soria is on the board as well. I think they're going to discuss that, whether they need to put someone else or if that's going to stay like that for a while. They're waiting to appoint someone, too. I believe they are currently in the process of recruiting to appoint someone for that the vacancy there. But lots of good things going on at the Wellness Center. There's a Tai Chi class that is being put on by Korea Delta under a grant program. They currently have 50 people attending. They were not expecting that many. They were hoping for 10 to 15.
Yeah, I've seen them there. I mean, they had to move to the downstairs, big space. And,
Very cool.
Yeah. Very cool. And there's a polar, if I'm saying that right, plunge going on February 22nd, so that'll be fun. Currently, lots of signups going on throughout the community for youth sports and other youth activities such as community theater. So lots of ways of keeping our youth or younger population involved in positive activities. I just want to throw out some dates so that we can save them, put them on our calendar. Orange Blossom Festival Coronation will be Saturday, March 28th. It sounds like a long ways, but it's not.
It's early this year, too. So.
And that evening of the 28th will also be the Ono Sister City Teriyaki Dinner at the Wellness Center.
What was the date again?
Saturday, March 28th.
Oh, that's all.
Okay. Yeah, that's Orange Blossom Coronation, and then followed by the teriyaki dinner, of course, and our Orange Blossom Festival parade and run and everything on the following Saturday, April 4th. Yolanda's going to be running a parade.
She's laughing.
What?
There's a run and a walk.
Oh,
she's
walking. There's a walk.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be in the scooter real fast.
Okay.
That's all right.
Okay. Well, I attended, obviously, the TCAG Awards luncheon last week with Mike and Neva, and Lindsay did receive the award for innovative and sustainable transportation for our Westwood and Hermosa Street roundabout. And we got a lot of praise for how this project not only partnered, worked with a lot of partners to come up with the funding, but it improved like connectivity and mobility and pedestrian and vehicle safety and greenhouse gas emissions and all this stuff that they named off. So it was nice to get recognition for that. At the TCAG meeting yesterday, the board approved a letter of support for Self-Help's Phase 2 housing project in Lindsay, which is seeking a AHSC, Affordable Housing Sustainable Communities grant for transportation improvements and facilities near their project. So we really are hoping that they will get that grant. And as I said, TCAG is going to support their efforts. We also heard much from Southern California Edison about accelerating the placement of charging stations for electric vehicles. They then do the infrastructure if the client provides the charger. The state's pushing for transportation electrification. They did say that that's going to mean buying more electricity out of state and rates going up, but they're moving forward on pushing us all into electric vehicles. What else? We had an update on Census 2020 thing. So there were complaints last year that the Census Committee in Tulare County was having difficulties with the mini grant process because they weren't getting enough guidance from the state regarding what were eligible expenses and so forth. They finally have, like as of January 16th, a list of what's eligible expenses for these mini grants, so maybe people can move forward. But there was a feeling that we've been really held back on our census outreach work, and it's kind of the state's fault. So people aren't too happy about that. And last, I just wanted to mention that the Lindsay Museum 10th Anniversary Gala is coming up Friday, February 29th, and please let it be known if you wish to attend, because the city will purchase your ticket for this kind of event. So, just need to know.
That's a leap day.
It's leap day.
Extra day.
Come. Gonna have good entertainment. Jeannie Fisher, I don't know if anybody knows her, but she's a really well-known entertainer from the Strathmore area, and she will be performing at this event with dinner and raffle. So it'll be a nice night. Hope everybody can attend.
Is that open to the public?
Yes, it's open to the public. Yes. You can contact the Lindsay Museum. Okay. And with that, we will move on to our next item, which must be council staff reports.
So, on top of the TCAG award, that was really successful, and lots of people there. It's nice to see all the different agencies getting awards, and then Lindsay being recognized for a significant project, even though it may not have been the most expensive project that was awarded. I think it had a huge impact on that intersection there. I think it took a while for people to recognize how well it actually works. And we get through the struggles of having to provide the information to sell the project. But now, hopefully, it's become a safer intersection.
You know, it was really cool to point out that the state secretary of transportation was at this luncheon as well.
Yes.
And hearing all this about Tulare County.
Yeah.
And the good projects that everybody's doing.
Absolutely.
He was impressed.
So some updates in city services. Disinfection byproduct study and regional water treatment plant study are being moved forward. They actually have a due date of June 30th. Both of those projects were paid for by an integrated regional water management grant. And so, obviously, the disinfection byproducts is looking at how to resolve our current issue. And regional water treatment plant study is looking at locations for a new water treatment plant, but not specifically for the city of Lindsay alone. We're looking at outside community, disadvantaged, unincorporated communities. And so we recognize that we have limitations on our existing water treatment plant and population here will tend to grow. And so we're looking at some opportunities that may be identified in this study, a location and how to serve other outlying communities. So, last week, the East Korea Groundwater Sustainability Agency passed its groundwater sustainability plan and adopted the plan. This plan has been ongoing in public hands since September. And I think the number was about 200 comments were received and either addressed, or some of the comments identified some data that just doesn't exist yet. And so without data, there's no way to respond to a concern. But the plan was adopted by the board. The plan will be submitted. I think the deadline is this week. But this plan is a 6-inch thick plan that every groundwater sustainability agency has a responsibility of submitting electronically to the state of California this week.
Yeah.
So we don't expect that the state of California's computer systems will be able to handle the influx. So there may be some issues there. Our plan was adopted and will be submitted as required. Well 15 renovation will start Thursday. And that project is exactly what we did at Well 14, which is renovating, actually removing old casing, replacing it with new. And what we found, and what we found at the Well 14 project was we had several holes in our casing. And yet the assumption is that's where this influx of air was coming from. So we're pushing water up, but we're also pushing air into the system as well. The other significant issue we found with Well 14 is when it was done, prior to it being done, we were producing about 500 to 550 GPM gallons per minute. We're now producing between 825 and 850. So we hope we get that same turnaround with Well 15. We expect it to take about 30 days since we know pretty much what we're looking for. The difference between 14 and 15 is 15 is a deep well, so it's just going to take a little bit longer.
So the 800, is that normal? Is that what we should?
Well, 800 was the production number when it was developed in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And so the equipment served its useful life. We actually wore it out. And so now we're getting a higher production number, which is really good for our system. So we hope to get that with Well 15. So at the Wellness Center, like Mayor Pro Tem said, Tai Chi class, 10-week Tai Chi class has begun, and surprises, there's 50 enrollees, and they're having a good time with that. Lindsay High swim team started to practice at the pool. Youth soccer starts February 3rd. And then the after-school programs continuing along the center, martial arts, Zumba, fitness training. So Lisa's busy over there, along with other activities and engagements that she's got. So, and that's it for staff reports. Any questions?
Mike, so when will the projects like on Mirage and Orange?
The paving project.
Paving project.
Okay, so we entered into a time frame where our specifications require the temperature to be 55 degrees and rising.
Mm-hmm.
And so this morning it was 39.
Right.
And while it may seem pleasant, which it really was today,
mm-hmm.
Temperatures didn't hit the threshold. The key though is 55 degrees is what allows the asphalt plant to make the material. Mm-hmm. So while the contractor's ready to go, the asphalt plant then has to say, we're ready to go as well.
Thank you.
So it could be another 30 days.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Okay, cool, thank you.
Lastly though, I will say that with this transition and with Wanda assuming a lot more responsibility, She tried to reach out to me on Friday and I missed it. And so this, the issue of posting the agenda as it was supposed to happen on Friday, you know, that was completely on me. And so there was no communication. I wasn't able to say we must have this done today. And so that's a mistake we've learned from. It's an absolute new opportunity and position for a woman, and so we missed a date. Unfortunately, a really important item was on for tonight, and that's the public hearing for the resolution and the ordinance for the rezoning. Jim Shropshire was actually in the office yesterday and asked about what was happening and told him the truth. So, you know, Jim, sorry, we missed it. So we're going to have to continue it. He completely understands. He's a very pleasant guy to deal with. And so he was hiding frustration, but it was our fault. And so we just admit to it, and he understands, and it moves forward. But we cannot take action on those two items.
Right. With that being said, is there a search going, an active search going on to replace Jack?
There is.
Okay.
Not only that, though, we may be employing some temporary help, specifically to help with agenda items, so we don't miss a day of that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Next item is our consent calendar. We have two items, the minutes from January 14th, 2020, and a temporary use permit for the Orange Bar who closed their alley for Super Bowl activities. So this could be approved in one motion unless someone has comment to make.
No questions?
Move for approval.
Okay. Then move for approval by Cortez. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Flores. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Anyone opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
Go Niners.
Just saying, go Niners. next item is a public safety presentation by Officer Adriana Ney.
You're lined up in me.
So I'm going to talk to you guys about our public safety crossing program that the amazing Lieutenant Nate and I are trying to get together. We are now certified car seat technician instructors. So we instruct people on how to be car seat technicians. So we were lucky enough to partner with Valley Children's, Tulare County Health, Safe Kids Central California, and the Wellness Center, and we are actually hosting a class in Lindsay. The class is going to be from February 18th to February 22nd, and we have 25 class students opening, whatever, however you say that. So far we have 10 people signed up, but it doesn't start until February 18th, so usually if they're like me and they procrastinate and wait till the last minute, then we get people signed up. Either way, we are teaching the class. It's going to be at the Lindsay Unified School District Maintenance and Operations facility. So the class is 5 days long. Believe it or not, it's 42 hours to become a car seat technician. It's way more than that. It's way more than that to become an instructor. I'll tell you that. Do you have a clicker or can you just go to the next one? Next slide. Okay. So basically what techs do, what we do and instructors, we use a considerable knowledge, and you would not believe how much you have to know about seats until you actually go to the class. Like, we teach about airbags, about seat belts, different types. Did you guys know that there's heaps of different types of seat belts, and there's different types of seats and airbags? And so that week, we spend the week teaching these people who want to be car seat technicians how to learn how to install a ground seat. It's crazy.
I know.
So,
I know
and we also keep up to date by continuing education. Lieutenant Nave and I just went to a class in Corcoran a couple weeks ago, 8-hour class. I know, it's crazy. I know. So a little bit about the program. National Certification Training is a program with Safe Kids Worldwide. So this is a worldwide organization. We have different laws in California, and depending on the state that you're in, there are different laws. For example, one of them is you have to have a child rear-facing until 2 years old in California. In Arizona, that's not the case. So it just depends on the state. We're a little bit ahead of the curve on that because it's just safer to keep the kids rear-facing. We work closely with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They're actually responsible for the curriculum, and we just got a new curriculum this month. So we're going to be teaching a new curriculum when we get our students in. The National Child Passenger Safety Board, which provides recommendations and guidance, and State Farm. Did you know that? Yes. So we'll be reaching out to you. So car crashes are a leading cause of death for children 1 to 13 years old. So that's something that we want to prevent. We actually have new cards, and I should have brought you guys some, that 9 out of 10 car seats in the Central Valley are installed wrong. And it's crazy, because when they come in, you're just like, thank God you came, because had you been in a crash, your kid probably would have died. You know, you don't tell them exactly like that. You're a little bit, but you guys know me. I'm pretty bad. So, but I don't tell them exactly like that. I make them feel like, you know what, you did the right thing by coming. You did the right thing. I know you care about your kid, and that's why you're here, and we're going to show you how to do this correctly. So I think I have some examples. What's the next slide? So common misuses. Go ahead. So misread a seatbelt. If you can see, the seatbelt is over the child. Do you guys see where mm-hmm. it is? The right. So the seatbelt is routed in front of him. When there is a belt path behind him where the seatbelt is supposed to go. So that's one of the number one things. Have they been in a crash? It would probably flip the seat over. And the kid, he's in there pretty good, but he would have ended up upside down in that crash if it would have held the seat at all. It could have not held it, because as you see the shoulder path or the belt in the shoulder, we don't know where it's at. It might be behind it. It might be across it. So that's just one of the things. Go ahead to the next one. The harness is twisted. So right here, I don't know if you guys can see, the harness is twisted. So what the chest clip is meant to do, it's meant to hold the baby in place in case of a crash. So you have this kid been in a crash, the seatbelt is supposed to ride down with him so that it keeps him in his seat. So it wouldn't have been able to do that because it's twisted right there. No. So this is just something common. You can see right here.
Sorry.
It's not in there correctly. And believe it or not, kids show up like that. Well, with just one shoulder harness. Or the shoulder harnesses are across his hips. It just depends. But, you know, some parents just don't know. They just need to be educated.
Right.
And this is a wrong belt path. So this is a rear-facing car seat. When they're rear-facing, it needs to be in the front or closest to the seat. This is in the back. So had this car been in a crash, there's no way that it would have held it. The car seat probably would have flipped over, or it wouldn't have held the baby in there like it's supposed to. So those are just some of the common things that we see when
so where would, I'm sorry to interrupt, so where would that, sorry to say that, that's probably something that I would probably be doing.
Okay.
Where would that go then? Where does
the see how there's two belt paths? Sorry.
Yeah, can you
see how there's one right there?
Oh, okay.
There.
So I mean, I know that was
in the front.
Okay.
So when they're rear facing, it just depends on the seat too. So that's just one of the common things. Like kids show up, we get a 30-pound kid in a booster seat when they should still be in a harness. For example, my daughters are 4 and 3. My daughter's 42 pounds. She's still in a harness because the harness is what's holding her in the seat, and the seatbelt is holding the seat. The car seat in the vehicle. I know it ends up being really complicated, but we want to show these people how to do it. We are also giving away 30 vouchers to residents of Lindsay, so 30 people are going to get either a new seat. They're all going to get a new seat, but don't tell them that. So, and we don't advertise that we give seats. We don't advertise that we that's something that we are, you know, strongly against, because then people are just going
to
show up.
Just get pushed to get a free.
Yes. Yeah. And that's not what we want. We want people to come to our events and be educated about the car seat. And if the car seat is not correct, then we will replace it, or we'll find a way to give them something new. So that's what our program is about. We're trying to get grants so that we can have more seats at the police department. Luckily, right now, the Tulare County Health, Public Health has provided us with car seats. So if somebody shows up to the police department and needs a car seat, we have one to replace it. So so we're lucky with that. And then Valley Children's Hospital also gave us some. So I think there's another one side. So that's our car seat check event is February 22nd from 9 to 1. Those are actually some Key Club members that volunteered at our last event, which was very, very successful. We had 47 seats that we checked, and 46 of them were wrong. So, but, you know, it's okay. We don't mind. We want to help people. We have people come in from Porterville, from Tarbara, from everywhere, because there are no other police departments that have certified car seat technicians. So we are now listed on Safe Kids Worldwide as an inspection place. So that's pretty cool. So if anybody wants to search it, we're in there. Well, Nicholas is in there, not me. So that's it. We hope hopefully you guys can come check it out.
Well, I was just gonna say I attended last year's event. And you would think, I know it took me like a minute to put my kid in the car seat and strap them. It took a long time to properly secure car seat. And I was surprised at the effort that it also takes to make sure that it's installed correctly. So I think that's awesome.
So it's crazy.
At the wellness?
It's going to be at the Wellness Center, same day as the pool plunge. So maybe we'll jump in the pool before we start checking feet. It's going to be really awesome, and like I said, we're expecting a bigger turnout, because we are going to give vouchers away. And vouchers, we're going to work with Healthy Start. We actually have a couple of people from Healthy Start coming to our class, and so we're reaching out to people. If you guys know anybody who wants to be a car seat technician, please.
I was going to ask, on the 22nd, did you say the time?
9 to 1.
9 to 1?
That's our event.
Okay.
But our class will be Tuesday the 18th through the 21st at M&L.
For this event, will you guys have flyers?
Yes. I already have a flyer.
Okay.
I'll give them to you guys.
So people who attend the class, will they be participating?
Yes, that's where they're going to get.
Where they're going to get hands-on training.
Yes, and so Lieutenant Nave and I, because we're instructors, we're also teaching in that class. We've already taught in a couple of classes, and I'm really funny. So if you ever want to see me,
I'm fun.
But I'm like this all the time. So it's we make it so that these people want to be technicians, because it's really important. What we run into a lot is that people don't recertify. You have to recertify every 2 years. And they don't. So if you want to send one of your girls, that would be rad. That would be awesome.
The class times?
The class times are Tuesday through Friday from 8 to 5. Yeah, I know. I know. And there is a cost of $95, but that goes straight to Safe Kids Worldwide. It does not come to, we're not getting paid. Luckily, Chief Hughes is all about our program, and he's letting Lieutenant Nave and I, teach. Instead of working that week, we are going to be working, because we're going to be teaching that class. So he's really supportive, and we really appreciate it. Because we love saving babies. That's what I say all the time. That's my favorite thing.
I had another question. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Now that I have a fun son, not that I wasn't before, but you said in California, up to age of 2,
yes,
right? They have to be rear-facing.
Yes.
So does it matter the weight and height? Because you know how some kids are a little bit bigger, smaller?
If they are 40 pounds,
uh-huh,
they can forward face.
Okay, doesn't matter,
but you have to remember that their little bodies are not built for that crash, and even if they're 40 pounds, they might still be a little flexible, the babies, so keep them rear-facing as long as possible. I know, we get people that come in and they have 13-month, babies, rear-facing, we're like, no, just kind of goes like,
oh, turn around. Sorry, and have
what? That's okay.
Okay, so I know you have these events, and so anyone can just go to the police station. You got to make an appointment. Is there a process? Is there someone that we can call? Because I probably would want to have.
Because I'm a school resource officer, I work Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh.
So I'm available all week. Lieutenant Nave works Monday through Friday also. So during the week, there is somebody at the police department that can check your car seat.
Okay.
So even if you call and say, hey, I want to come in at 11 to please check my car seat, we will be there to check it.
Okay.
And
we should call first before?
You don't have to.
Okay.
Like if you're just driving by and you have your grandson with you, just show up.
Okay.
And see, and they'll call one of us. And usually we just had somebody that actually locked their child in the in their car. So Lieutenant Nave and Sergeant Alcantar went out there to help them out, and he saw that the car seat was messed up. So he directed her to come to the police department. She came, the car seat was expired. It was just installed wrong. It was in front of an airbag, an active airbag. In the front, well, the car was a truck.
And she
so
yeah.
it's you don't, oh my gosh. It's, this is, I mean, there were a lot more pictures, but I didn't want to take up all your time. But one of your days, if you want to come by and check out some pictures, oh
actually,
my goodness.
I have a picture I want to show you, but I don't know if you're going to hang around because it's just the way to picture, like, rear. And if they're small, some car seats, I don't know, I just can't picture a rear.
You didn't even mention that
I know, I know. So I'm just like, because I just bought the car seat on the to car like 2 days ago.
Okay.
And I know it's probably wrong because the child is going to be 1 year old. I already know, but I just...
That's okay. If you want to come tomorrow,
okay.
Come tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll check it.
Okay.
You don't have to have the baby with you.
Okay.
We can show you how to install it anyways. If in your car, just unlock it and I'll fix it. No, I'm just kidding. But like I said, we're all about it, and maybe you guys can come by and check it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Yay.
Do you guys
have any
more questions? Somebody mom, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
See you later.
See you,
man. Bye. So, our next item is public hearing, which we opened up last time and continued to today, and we will need to just continue it to our next meeting. And do we need a motion or anything to do that?
Yes.
Or we just, okay.
Yeah.
So, someone would.
No motion to continue.
Would move that we continue
to
our public hearing.
February 11th.
Okay. Okay, moved by Cortez that we continue the public hearing to February 11th. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Do we need to take a roll call on that?
Just no.
Okay.
Just
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. And then item 6, ordinance 581, zoning redesign. We need to just postpone that. Or
yeah, you can really just skip over that. And
we'll just skip that. We can't deal with that tonight either.
No.
Okay.
It's a zone change. Channel 5 amendment for the zone change.
So it's totally related to the public hearing and what happens there, what we do with the ordinance. So with that, we're about to go into closed session. Unless a council member would like to request an item for a future agenda. So,
remember we were going to discuss, but that's, I don't know how future we want to do that, about changing the ordinances and the charter?
I think that's all for the first meeting in February.
Okay, got it.
So, with that, then we will go into executive session, closed session. We'll take a short break. Anyone needs to, 5-minute break? He just came from Fresno. He didn't talk.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
He didn't speak to the house. So we'll let him go.